Hey my friend, it's Ola. Today we're talking about how to start wholesaling real estate. Modern day real estate 101. Stay tuned. All right, so what's going on? We're gonna be talking about modern day real estate wholesaling 101. My name is Ola. Just in case you're wondering, I've closed over 40 deals personally in real estate wholesaling. Specifically, and you kind of like learn one thing or two, right? If you've done like 40 deals, right? But more importantly, I've become over the years, I got started back in 2004-05, and I did it successfully, like literally over like went crazy for like 3-4 years, okay? But then I found my calling, right? And I wanted to share that with you. And a lot of people are still making that mistake. In this time and age, they're making a mistake that I made, okay? The number one reason why 2008 kind of shook me up and probably pretty much wiped out most people I knew in the business out in 2008 was because they were missing one thing, okay? And sadly enough, I'm looking at what's going on everywhere right now, and there's a lot of books, a lot of real estate books, Real Estate for Dummies, Real Estate 101. A bunch of gurus are coming out of nowhere teaching people how to real estate. They spend a lot of time on everything else, like contracts, like legalities, the lawyers to use, right? They spend a lot of time on, honestly, a lot of crap that is not as important as this one thing, okay? And when I say one thing, they spend a lot of time on marketing too, okay? Most people think I'm going to talk about marketing, but I'm not talking about marketing. I'm talking about modern day marketing, okay? As you can notice, I didn't even say digital marketing, okay? We're in the digital age, but honestly, digital age can change to something else tomorrow, okay? And that's a fact about business, about any type of business in life, okay? It's really about your ability to be able to market in the present day that you live in, and I call that the modern day marketing. It just so happened, right? Like right now, as I'm shooting this video, I don't know if you're watching this video 100 years from now. It just so happened that right now in this moment is the digital age, and a lot of people are being brought into the business and they wonder why they're struggling. A lot of gurus are teaching old school marketing strategies that just don't work anymore, which is why I always say real estate wholesaling as you knew it, if you were around 10 years ago, is dead. When everything was rosy, when you could literally walk around and close deals in your sleep, the banks were giving money away like it's candy, right? When at that time, you know, it's not the real time to really measure yourself if you're a true entrepreneur or not. The best time to measure yourself is when they take away all the easy ways of doing the business. And if you can still survive, right, then you win. And the way to do that, honestly, for anybody that has since survived entrepreneurship in general during a recession, is because they master one thing. Well, first of all, they master modern-day marketing. So in order for you to master modern-day marketing, you have to know people. You have to understand people. You have to pay attention to where people's attentions are, right? And honestly, it's right here, okay? I'm using my phone to shoot this video, okay? It's right on the phone. The world is in our palms, right? And even people that live right next door to you, they'd rather communicate with you by their phone. People, your kids, your children in your house, sometimes we'll rather communicate with you by phone, by text, right? They're sitting right there with you on the dining table, and they rather text message you than to hear your voice. Well, I know I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's true, okay? We're just in the digital age. That's just what it is, right? And if your marketing activities does not respect that, you will struggle, especially if all the easy ways of doing the business get eliminated, eradicated, right? So you got to pay attention to modern day marketing. So what's that? What is exactly that? Well, before I get into that, if you're watching this video and you don't know what real estate wholesaling is, let me give you a quick 30 seconds overview. It's very simple. It's simply finding motivated sellers and distressed properties and or distressed properties, and then buying them at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar minus the repair cost, and then selling it to a cash investor, maybe not cash, doesn't have to be cash. That's another misconception, okay? But selling it to an investor at 70 to 75 cents on the dollar minus repair cost, So somewhere between the arbitrage spread between the 50 to 60 cents and then 70 to 70 cents to 75 cents is where you make your money. You're just being the person who find the deal. The person who finds the deal. What's that? A marketer. You are in marketing, okay? You're not a real estate professional. You're not a real estate lawyer. You're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to learn all these technicalities. You're looking all over the place for real estate contracts. What are you going to do with it if you don't have deals? If you don't have leads, right? If you don't have leads, prospects, right? If you don't have a potential client that could work with you, a distressed property, motivated sellers, right? Motivated sellers, not regular sellers. Regular sellers will go to the real estate agency shop, okay? You as a real estate wholesaler, you are solving problems. You're in the business of solving problems. And how do you find these people that you need to help them solve their problem? Remember, motivated seller with a distressed property. A property that's a liability for them, but you know how to take it off their hands, right? And give it to somebody that can fix it, right? A little bit of, what's that, thunder? Right? Does that make sense? All right, so that's the business of real estate wholesaling, okay? Some people call it flipping properties, okay? But really the primary job, the primary responsibility of yourself, of you, as a real estate wholesaler, is marketing. And most books, again, Real Estate for Dummies, they spend very little time on modern day marketing. A lot of them are teaching, if they're teaching marketing at all, they teach the old school marketing tactics, like direct mailing. Here's my problem with direct mailing. Okay, number one is overpriced. Okay, it's overpriced. Okay, because number one, I hate when I get letters in the mail right now. I still do, but I hate it. Like if I could get rid of it, I'll get rid of it. Right? If I see anything about pick the option of going green or something like that, I'm going for it because I hate seeing letters in the mail. And the few that still comes are bills, and that's even more annoying. Just another additional waste to take money out of my pocket. So that's understandable, right? Exactly. So anyway. Direct mailing is when you send letters to people that their name showed up on the public records, right? Either they're in pre-foreclosure, a family member who owns the property died, something like that. You know, it's kind of like the same letters you get when you get a traffic ticket, right? And you get a traffic ticket and the lawyers, or God forbid, you have an eviction notice. Ask me how I know, because I went through that before, right? Eviction notice and you know, letters in the mail, right, from lawyers trying to solicit for your services to help you get rid of that problem. So you know how you get those letters. So here's the problem with direct mailing to pre-foreclosure. So I specialized heavy in pre-foreclosures and short sales with my wholesaling deals I've done, right? And we send letters to pre-foreclosures because it's public record. Anytime you're 3 months in New Jersey, if you're 3 months late, your name gets on the list, and everybody has access to that list through platforms such as preforeclosures.com, preforeclosure.com, foreclosures.com, foreclosure with an s.com, realtytrack.com. All this website publish all that stuff publicly, sometimes for free, sometimes for just $50 a month. You have access to all this list, right? So the gurus and the old school gurus are teaching people to grab those lists and start mailing them. Well, they're teaching a ton of people. They come to every weekend, to every event, right? Platforms such as, what's the name? I forgot the name right now. Something Fortune, right? Something Fortune. There's a bunch of platforms and gurus out there, even right here on YouTube, that are teaching this stuff. Grab those lists and mail them. Here's the problem. Everybody else in that class, plus all the classes that's going around the nation, they're sending the same mail, okay? So guess what happens when someone is in pre-foreclosure, they're 3 months in, the following day they get a bunch of mail. Guess what's going to happen, right? Well, they're going to be confused as well. They're going to feel it's creepy. It's an extremely creepy activity. We're marketers, so it's okay to come up a little creepy sometimes. But when there's too much overdose of that, that's a negative, and that's not a good thing, right? And then, so what happens is that they get all this letter. The very minimum most of them are going to do is they're going to go here on this phone. They're going to go Google how to avoid foreclosure, right? So you're saying, sign up with me. I can help you get rid of your house. Sign up with me. Give me your house for free, right? Not exactly, but you're telling them to give you a call because you can solve their problem and stuff like that. Well, guess what? We have abundance of information in this digital age. So instead of them having to call you, they're going to shy away from calling you. That's number one. Okay. Now, if you have a website address there, they may check out your website, but they don't have to do that. They could just go into Google and type in how to avoid foreclosure. Right. And when they do that, if you're the person asking for them to sign up, chances are they're not going to work with you. Okay. So the first step is that, remember you sent all those letters, right? And now you just lost this person to the internet, okay? So if you're smart enough and you have a presence on the internet, they may find you, they may sign up with you, okay? However, that can be very costly. If you're using AdWords, I see a lot of gurus teaching people to use AdWords. That can become very costly. You can lose your life savings with that kind of activity, okay? Now, there are ways to absolutely generate free leads and free traffic, and that's what I cover in my class. So if you see the link on the screen, which is olatalks.com/mastermind, make sure you go through that link and take advantage of it, because I teach how to show up to that person when they go on Google for free, okay? That's what I cover in my class. But anyway, let me go back to direct mailing. All these people that sent all their money, I mean, direct mailing cost, what, 49 cents, 47 cents per a piece if you're sending a letter. If you send any of those fanciness, sometimes they tell you handwriting. You spend all this time handwriting mail, and then it's overpriced. It's overpriced activity, and then you're doing it for the next 6 months and no deals. As a matter of fact, you just lost your life savings trying to send mail, because it adds up. At 47 cents, 49 cents, it adds up. You're sending all this mail. And then a lot of them will go to the event and they tell you they're getting 5% response rate. And then you get excited, not knowing that that's old school data. There's no one that's getting 5% response rate. If anybody tells you a number, tell them to show you how they counted it. Chances are they're not counting it. And chances are, if they're really successful doing that, they just have a deeper pocket. They've been doing it for years. And you really definitely, you don't want to be comparing yourself with that person, because you may not have as deep a pocket. If you have a deeper pocket like that for marketing budgets, you may not have a deep pocket in experience to even know what to do with what you're probably lost right now, right? And you lost a lot of money. And that's sad, okay? Because you came in this game thinking you're going to win. Somebody told you you're going to close your first deal, $10,000, and make money, but then you find out, like, yeah, it's not working out how you thought, right? Because you're not paying enough attention to where people's attention are. When they send those letters, the best response out of those letters go on Google. They go search. And if they find you, they may sign up with you. How do you become the person that they find when all these other suckers are sending all those mail, right? How do you become the person that they find? That's what we cover in my free class. And that's where I want to invite you to. You want to go through the link, olatalks.com/mastermind. And register for the class, and I have a ton of case studies. This is skills that's applicable in any business. So it's not just real estate wholesaling; it's applicable in your business, because you're in the business of finding deals. The first step in finding deals is to have leads approaching you, to have leads coming into your world. How do you do that in today's digital age for free? That's why I'm here. To show you how to do that in the free class. So make sure you go through that. So remember, direct mailing or any other old school marketing strategies, they're all overpriced. Guess what's overpriced too? AdWords, like Google AdWords. If you pay Google to send you clicks, that's extremely overpriced, because everybody is waking up to the idea of digital marketing. The big corporate companies are spending massive amount of money on it. You know what that means for you? There's high demand, high prices for you, and you're just getting started, or you have a business that's less than $1 million a year. You're going to hurt yourself, hurt your pocket, and then be out of business soon if you're not careful with that kind of activity. That's why I teach you the organic way of leveraging the digital platform that we have today to your advantage and attracting as many leads as you want as possible, just by following a simple, it's a little bit of a straight line, but you know, there's some creativity to it as well. And that's what I cover in my class, okay? So yeah, that's how to do wholesaling, flipping houses. The first step, the most important step, no one is teaching it. Finding the deals, having leads, attracting leads, online traffic. Okay, it starts from learning how to generate traffic online. Okay, attracting traffic organically, people that are already searching for solution, right? And how do you structure that? What do you put in front of them first, right? You definitely want to be asking for a sign up first, especially if it's not in exchange for what they're looking for, which is information. Are you the market leader? How do you become a market leader without leaving the comfort of your home, right? As opposed to, you know, joining multiple, going to multiple meetups all over the place, and then you're not closing your first deal. What's the point, right? So that's what I have in the class for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If you like this video and you want more of it, you want to be notified by YouTube, just please click subscribe below, like right here. It's a red button right there. Click subscribe below, okay? Take advantage of it. And what else do I have to tell you? Click subscribe below. If you like this video, like if you know somebody that's into real estate wholesaling and they're struggling, please feel free to share this video with them. They will really appreciate it. And give me a thumbs up if you like everything I covered in this video. And if you have a question, more questions about real estate wholesaling, post it in the comment below. I would love to hear your question. I'd like to get your question and get a feedback from you. If you have an opinion, a different opinion, you disagree with me, please leave that in the comment box below too. Thank you so much. And don't forget, reserve your seat in the free masterclass. There'll be a link right here, olatalks.com/mastermind. I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.